another Friday and another injury of the week. As always, we're joined here by Dr. Mark Plumbee of First Element Orthopedics. And right off the bat, I got to say, I made it through a Guardians workout day injury free. So we are not on the operating table live. Yes, it is. I have to admit, because of the rain, we were limited on the activity, so we didn't get to do any fielding, which is where I like to you know, show some glove out there. So I was a little disappointed.
What are you, a lefty, righty, shortstop?
I was primarily a first baseman, so you don't really get to do too many first base only drills.
Yeah, you were the tall, slow guy, huh?
Not necessarily tall, but I tell you what it was. It was when I was around freshman age in summer ball, our coaches drafted a team that didn't have a first baseman. And they're like, well, who wants it? And I'm thinking, oh, I want it. I want to be in the lineup. And it just developed from there.
Yeah, good action. I was a catcher myself. I like the action, getting down dirty.
Yes. I started as a youngster as a catcher, and there's a part of me that wishes I would have stayed there. All right, we are getting way off track, but, hey, we could do this all morning long. Let's talk inflammation. As I was going through the injury list, I was trying to pinpoint out just a specific injury, but the word inflammation comes up. And it seems like this is something that may be wide-ranging, and I want to know more about it. So let's dig in.
Incredibly.
What exactly is inflammation?
It's incredibly wide-ranging. It covers anything inflamed from the head to toe in the body. And whenever you get a diagnosis that has the suffix at the end of the word with I-T-I-S, itis, that indicates there's something going on, an inflammatory process. Talk about arthritis. That's inflammation of the joint. Arthro is the prefix for the joint, or bursitis, tendonitis, which we've talked about multiple times here. So it's just the suffix itis is indicating inflammation. And then what you have to look at when you break down inflammation, there's three main causes of inflammation. One is acute traumatic. So if you sprain your ankle, what you're doing, or you tear your ACL, you're rupturing small vessels, which causes bleeding. And blood is the life healing component of our body. So you get a rush of blood to that area, and that has all the healing components to go to start through the healing process. So that's the initial inflammatory reaction from an acute trauma. There's the chronic types of inflammation, which is where you get small micro tears or rubbing, two structures rubbing against each other. That starts building up inflammation. Then that area that's angry starts sending out signals to the body, hey, we need more blood supply. So that's another way that you can get swelling, which is inflammation. And then the third cause, which is none of these inflammatory conditions are a good cause, but the one that we don't like to see is when it's associated with an infection. So if you get a bacterial infection in the knee joint or a viral infection somewhere else, that area can become swollen because the body's trying to eradicate that infection. So what's it do? It sends out signals to the body. Hey, guys, let's increase blood flow to this area. We've got to try to get rid of this infection. And usually when your patients have swelling and it's related to an infection, you get more systemic symptoms like fevers, chills, headache, you're feeling sick, and then you have increased lab values. You go to the emergency department, they get lab values, and then there's a whole clinical picture that goes along the lines of somebody's sick, and that's causing inflammation to a joint or a bone somewhere.
Wow, I would have never have, guessed so many of the facts that were just presented there. And again, Dr. Mark Plumbee with us here. And inflammation, just in general, our topic here on the injury of the week. And when it comes to treatment, obviously we kind of talked about three main types of inflammation in the body. Are there some differences in treatment here?
For the first two, the traumatic injuries or the slow progressive chronic type of injuries, you know, what you want to first do is rest, ice, compression, and elevation, the good old fashioned Rice technique. By elevating the leg, and most people think that when they lay down, they prop their leg up, that's elevation. What you want to do when you elevate is get your leg or your limb, the site of inflammation, above the heart level so that gravity can allow that fluid to go downhill. If it's not above your heart, which is pumping the blood to the peripheral area, then you're going to have a lot of more difficult time getting rid of that swelling or the inflammation. And then the ice, really the importance of ice is to slow down that blood supply to that area. It will decrease any further inflammation, but the main use of ice in this scenario is mainly a pain deterrent. When you numb that area because it gets cold, then it becomes less painful, or it's just signaling your brain, hey, there's something else going on. So it kind of refocuses your brain off the pain to the cold feeling. And then the compression also aids in the swelling component. So when you're trying to force out that blood that had ruptured from the ruptured injury, you're forcing out that blood of the limb, helping aiding that elevation component. So it's that typical Rice compression, elevation, ice, which will help speed up the swelling from an inflammatory condition.
Classic Rice, and that is, I feel like the basis of so many different home remedy things I remember reading when I was younger. But wow, I am I guess I really did not know a thing at all when it came to inflammation until just a few minutes ago, and I'm now much smarter. I hope you are out there in radio land as well, as Dr. Mark Plumbey breaks it down for us. And now, as you mentioned, sort of that third worst type, that more infection-based type, what are some of, what are some of the worst cases with something left unchecked in that realm?
Yep. So sometimes, usually the body can fight an infection if that is really localized and it's well contained by the body. Sometimes it can get out of control and the body kind of wells it off. So if you get a bite, like people talk about MRSA, that's a staph infection, a bad staph infection. It's hard to fight with certain antibiotics, but you get an area of fluid accumulation, which is called an abscess. And the only way, well, the best way to help the body heal that is to decompress that abscess. So we'll have to make an incision, which is a cut in the skin to where that abscess is, and you basically pop it like a pimple, for lack of better terms.
Oh, wow.
But you're helping the body get rid of what you see in there is inflammatory reaction. It's, we refer to it in layman terms as pus, but you're helping get rid of that fluid, which is inflammation. It's a reaction from the fight in the body fighting the infection. So there's surgical procedures such as an incision and drainage. When we get an infection of the knee, which is really bad, sometimes that can happen for just no certain reason. You sometimes get small bacteria that circulate throughout the body, and then the knee is very vascular, a lot of good blood supply, so that bacteria can seat down into the joint, and then boom, you got a really bad condition. The body's not very good at fighting infections of the knee, so you have to do a washout, which is typically done with a scope, an arthroscopy procedure, wash out the knee. And then for all the infection conditions, you also treat it with an antibiotic for a certain duration of time, depending on how bad the infection is.
Wow. I continue to be amazed each and every week, and it's always a pleasure to be joined here by Dr. Mark Plumbey. And Doc, thank you so much for spending some time with us again here on Friday. And fortunately, I didn't have a problem for us to solve live in person today. So
that's good. I'm glad you didn't get any injuries. Make sure you tell the boys to stretch it out, get that good dynamic warm up before getting out there, so they don't injure themselves. You too.
you better believe I was doing my stretches before I got in the batting cage today.
That a boy.
We got the batting gloves on too as well. Got to protect these, you know, precious hands here. All right, that is Dr. Mark Plumbey. Great to talk to you.
All right, likewise, Sean. See you.